It is time now for Kids Q here on 97.9 The Hill, our kids question of the week. It is all designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children, and beyond them, also your friends and family too. Really just a fun way to start a conversation. For this week, I'm joined in the studio by a key member of our 97.9 The Hill team and someone who was with us yesterday, our own Allie Evans. Allie, happy Wednesday.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's glad to have you back. We had such a good time yesterday doing the search for summer drawing. I think that turned out quite well. It was a great time having all of those beach balls in the studio and some of the resulting beach decorations. We actually still have some in the studio right now.
I think I'm actually 3 for 3 on Kids Q's in July now too.
I think you're right.
So
we keep having you back.
Week,
yeah,
also.
we keep having you back. We'll just help fill it out.
I'm going to sweep the month.
Well, let's go ahead and dive right in. Today's question, today's kids question of the week is, what always puts you in a good mood?
Oh, that's a cute one.
It is a cute one, and it's one that I think has so many different answers to it and so many that pop into my mind. I mean,
right.
Looking out there right now, I can tell you one thing, sunshine.
The sun is out.
Always helps with me. I mean, not necessarily always being out in the sunshine puts me in a good mood,
but
depending on how hot it is,
yeah.
But seeing blue sky, that always helps put me in a good mood.
I know, mine ranges from like, okay, we're a radio station. Obviously, music as a whole puts me in a good mood. There are certain songs that will forever put me in a good mood as soon as I hear them. But then also like, macaroni and cheese puts me in a good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's so many different answers that you could have here, which is good because you should have a lot of things that put you in a good mood.
My mind also jumped pretty quickly to music. I think that that's a pretty big part of what sets my mood, since I listen to music every day and I played music in the past and like to every now and then as well. I mean, that to me is just such a big part of it. So yeah, I get put into a good mood anytime I hear certain songs that we're playing on the air, or you know, when I put an album on shuffle driving into the station, that always helps put me in a good mood too.
Yeah, like creating the soundtrack of your whole life, and it's conditional too, right? Like there are certain songs that I absolutely love and I could listen to until the end of time, but not in the morning. They're not morning songs. They're afternoon songs. I have different songs that need to be played in the morning to be good mood songs. You know what I mean? I can't think of anything specific, but I think it's kind of fitting that obviously we're on the radio right now.
Music
is the number one answer.
I'm the same way in terms of like, instead of morning, I'm kind of weather. Like I have a certain set of songs that I like to listen to when it's sunny, but it's more that I have a certain set of songs that I like to listen to when it's raining outside.
Yeah,
there are certain types of music or certain bands I feel like I gravitate more toward when it's kind of gray.
Sure.
And I either need something to pick me up or something. It's more something that just kind of matches that.
Yeah,
and even
match the energy.
And even if the energy isn't necessarily like an upbeat, you know, happy mood, I can still be in a good mood if I'm playing some music that matches kind of the energy for that day, if that makes any sense
at all.
It
totally does.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of your favorite person, Taylor Swift, where like it seems like she writes and creates albums specifically for the weather. Like 1989 sunny day album. Her two most recent ones, rainy day albums.
100%.
So those are working for you.
The 1975 is also kind of my rainy day band. I turn to them when things are rainy outside. Food also, as you mentioned, mac and cheese is an excellent good
meal. I've just never
good
been
mood
in
meal.
A bad mood while eating macaroni and cheese, you know?
I'm a big breakfast person,
yeah.
So I always make sure to eat breakfast in the mornings. It's just kind of a have to for me. And I feel like that puts me in a good mood usually because one, I'm not too picky when it comes to breakfast food.
Okay.
But man, when you're able to just do, when you're able to do some pancakes in the morning,
sure.
Or even just like a good bowl of cereal, that'll put me in a good mood.
Seeing like breakfast for dinner is favorite meal.
Yeah.
So, well, whatever you're doing to be in a good mood, Brighton, it's working because you are truly one of the most cheerful people I know. So.
Oh, thank you. We just gotta keep pushing. I feel like, and as you said, it's good to have so many things that do put you in a good mood. I also think it's one of those where if you try and have a positive outlook in terms of your approach to things, mm-hmm. it helps make things that you're doing put you in a good mood and affirm
right.
that.
And if you look for things that put you in a good mood, you're more likely to find them.
Absolutely.
As opposed to if you're not hoping to find something, you probably won't. You will be in the mood you seek.
I feel like, and along those lines too, the flip side of this conversation is it's also important to identify specific things that put you in a bad mood. Sometimes people, and sometimes you just have days where you're like, I'm in a funk. And mm-hmm. by addressing it, that's helpful. But it's also, I think, important to make sure that you address things, specific things that maybe put you in a bad mood in order to figure out how to better approach them and make them not affect you as much, right?
Yeah.
I feel like it's more beneficial to when something happens, you can go, okay, this specific part of it mm-hmm. is what upsets me. It's what puts me in a bad mood compared to just dismissing everything and letting it ruin your day or anything like that. If you
For
take
sure.
kind of a broad look at it, I think that helps sometimes.
And intentionally make it feel small. Like if I can like cut down this thing that's putting me in a bad mood and make it feel like such a small, tiny thing that's part of my day, it takes some of the wind out of its sails. It's not as powerful if you like cut it down. But to your point, I think speaking all your emotions are into existence are good. Like identify the things that put you in a bad mood, but also when you feel something, when you feel something that makes you feel good or happy or proud or beautiful or whatever, like speak those too, because you can sort of go back into your own emotional arsenal and like be like, yeah, this puts me in a bad mood. I've identified this, but also I've spoken all of these things into existence that put me in a good mood, so I can like, I can fight my own battle, you know, with my own emotional arsenal.
Yeah, absolutely. Today's and this week's Kids Question of the Week is what always puts you in a good mood. I know you really enjoy taking trips. Is there a specific place that you travel to that you're almost always in a good mood when you go there, or that thinking of taking a trip there puts you in a good mood?
I mean, anything where I can access fresh air is good. Like whether it's down in Orlando all the time, you know, my husband and I used to go to Harry Potter all the time at Universal. That's a different kind of fresh air. It's a little warmer fresh air, but the mountains, the beach, anything where I can just sort of like breathe in a different space than I'm usually in.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Being able to kind of explore that new area or a new area that's different than normal. Yeah, that makes sense.
Sort of that brand new feeling of like, oh, I've never been here before. These are new things that excite me, new colors, new smells, new senses, new people. Like, I think that's the trick, like to feeling new, to feeling sort of like refreshed and is finding the things that you are not used to in new places.
Traveling to new places excites me, and I enjoy doing it. I would say that my mood isn't always necessarily a good one, just because sometimes when you're out into a new place, you're mm-hmm. focused on the logistics of making sure you can get from one place to another
yep.
or fitting in everything you need to in the day. So when I think of places when I travel that put me in a good mood, it's places that I return to very frequently that I know exactly what to expect when I get there, or when things are different, I notice those different things about it, and that also makes it fun. So
yeah.
I have a specific stretch of the Blue Ridge Parkway I like to go to when I go home.
Mm-hmm.
So that place always puts me in a good mood, whether it's sunny, snowy, fall weather. And specifically the beach that my family and I always go to on the North Carolina coast, knowing that and planning for that trip every single year always puts me in a good mood too, because
right.
I know exactly what to expect every time we go.
It's a good blend of like familiar but also new.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're adding another page into, you know, the book of your adventures there.
Yeah.
Very
you're already
poetic
like
way to put it.
Familiar with. Yeah. But like to your point, you know, I have pinpointed one of the things that stress me out or make me mad or put me in a bad mood is not knowing what, like being somewhere on vacation and not having a plan.
Mm.
So I have learned that about myself, and I'm now a planner, because I know that if I have things planned out, I know how far away something is, I know where we're having dinner, we have reservations. Like I have pinpointed that stressor that could potentially like ruin a day on vacation. I'm like, nope, we're not going to do that. I'm just going to be my crazy planning self, to avoid that feeling of like I didn't do enough to prepare to really enjoy that vacation.
Healthy amount of self-awareness, I think, will always help somebody be in a good mood. Well, this was an excellent Kids Question of the Week. We hope that You out there listening are going to be able to ask your kids, your friends, your family the same question. What always puts you in a good mood? And if you've got any fun answers, we would love to see them. Please share them with us on social media. And if you use the hashtag KidsQ, that is a great way for us to see and share it on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Allie Evans, as always, thanks so much for joining me on KidsQ. That helps put me in a good mood.
Aw, thanks for having me.